talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes. 7:43 BBC Radio Berkshire. Let's check technology news now. The man they call the gadget detective because he is Fevzi Turkup. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning. Yes, good, thank you.
Is life treating you well? Is it cold where you are this morning?
No, actually, do you know what? I've had the heating on all night. I think I overdid it. I saw the forecast and whacked the heating up, and now I've had to strip several layers.
I'm trying to work out if that is too much information, but no, I think we could probably permit that.
I tell you, quite as far as Deeply Dippy. I think we're right.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have allowed that 25 years ago. We could just about say our own names. Okay, let's crack on. Gadget of the week we'll start with. This is a thing called a One For All Amplified Indoor Aerial. This is for your telly, isn't it?
Yeah, so the company's called One For All, and they're the people that you probably best know for their remote controls that control a multitude of devices in your home, so your whole setup from one remote. But they also do a range of indoor aerials, and this is a preview of the latest one. The model's called the SV9495, and it's the top of their range. You know, not all indoor aerials are the same. We often say, you know, it's better to have one on the roof. Yes, it is, but sometimes that's not possible or convenient. So no, this
not
thing,
allowed. I live in a block of flats where they're not allowed, so yeah. I need an indoor aerial, but to have a 4G mobile phone filter.
Yeah, well, it does. So it's completely flat. You can either put it flat on a tabletop, you can mount it on the wall or have it upright. It doesn't make a difference. It's got a good amplifier on it, so it'll do up to 15-mile range, which is, you know, most of us live within that range of a transmitter. It's able to pick up 4K signals, so when the day comes when they're broadcasting that, you don't have to change your aerial. As you say, it's got a 4G filter in it, which means that you don't get that dropout so much where the 4G network interferes with your Freeview reception. And there was one more feature on it I wanted to share with you, and it's got away from me. Signal level indicator. It's got light up dots on it,
which shows
you how strong the signal is, which is really useful for positioning it to make sure you get the best possible signal from your aerial.
No, that's good, because I've got to try. There's only one place in my flat where I can get a good signal from Crystal Palace, so that will be very useful. Okay, Fevzi, I want to consolidate two things into one if I can.
Yep.
Two organisations putting up prices, BT one of them, Apple the other.
Yeah, so BT is hiking its prices, just be aware of it. Broadband prices they've announced are going up by £2 a month. BT Infinity, which is an ultra-fast broadband, £2.50 a month up. BT TV customers who were previously getting BT Sport for free will from next season start paying £3.50 a month, and they've hiked also the anytime calls by 49 pence. Why do I mention this? Because things go up, because under Ofcom rules, any customer who's unhappy with the price changes and are still under contract has 30 days in which they can opt out and go elsewhere. So that you're under a contract, but you're not stuck with those prices. If you don't want to be, you've got the ability to walk, and they've just announced it, so you've got just under 30 days.
And you do have to watch when your contract ends, because on that day you've got to phone them, because otherwise they'll roll you onto something more expensive, and you don't want that. And that's a memo to myself, really, more than anything else. Okay, and Apple.
Apple, well, the pound has dropped for reasons I think we all know over the last few months dramatically, and that means that things that are effectively priced in dollars, including Apple's App Store, we're about to see a 25% hike in all the app prices. So if you've got apps that you're thinking of buying, they're on your wish list, you haven't quite got round to it, I checked literally 2 minutes ago, they're still the old prices on the store as far as the ones I've been able to check. So if you want something, now would be a good time.
Okay, and very, very quickly, Fevzi, Japan's high-tech toilets are in the news.
Yeah.
Apparently.
In Japan, they've got very high-tech toilets. They've got things like automatic lids going up and down. You push one button, another one where the seat goes up and down.
Flush. It's a tremendous potential for disaster. Mr. Bean style with it.
Well, yeah, the strength of the flush, whether it flushes, sprays you from the back or the front, or air dries you. Well, look, it's confusing the heck out of tourists visiting Japan. So the industry has said, look, enough is enough. We're going to standardize the little pictograms, the little symbols that are on the international loos, so you'll be able to go onto the BBC site, look at the images, and then know what's going to happen when you push that button and not get a rude surprise.
If you're in Japan. Thank you for that, Fevzi, which I'm not planning to be this year anyway. So if people want to get in touch with you, where do they go?
Come follow me on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or say hello on the website www.gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzi Turkup, thank you for that. Flush with success as ever. Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective. He returns in 7 days.